The Traveler's Journal, December 24th. Remembering Washington's Christmas Crossing. George Washington, commander of the ragtag band of volunteers that was the army of the fledgling United States, assembled his troops on the Pennsylvania side of the Delaware River, 10 miles upstream from Trenton, New Jersey. The 6 months since the signing of the Declaration of Independence had been disastrous. The British Army had trounced the colonists again and again, driving them from New York City and New Jersey. Now the British were threatening to capture Philadelphia, effectively cutting the young country in half. The young army's morale and supplies were fading fast. The situation called for a desperate gamble. Under the cover of darkness, some 2,400 men were moved across 300 yards of ice-clogged river in open rowboats. Assembling on the New Jersey side an hour before sunrise, they surprised and captured 1,000 Hessian mercenaries at Trenton. This first, largely tactical victory stalled the British advance. More importantly, it became a rallying point which re-energized the Revolution. Tomorrow afternoon, some 10,000 visitors will line the banks of the Delaware at Washington Crossing Park to view the annual reenactment of the famous event. Amid much festivity, hundreds of costumed Revolutionary War buffs will row from Pennsylvania to New Jersey in 4 reproductions of the Durham boats used by Washington and his men. But even if you can't make it there tomorrow, the historic parks on both sides of the river provide plenty of insight on this birth struggle of our nation. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.